What?
Did you work in a grist mill?
No.
No.
I didn't work in no grist mill.
Uh-huh.
I worked as a, what I worked at, biggest part, for about 40 years, Secret Service. Worked in that. Good while I don't now, because I can't get around good.
Mm-hmm.
I give it up.
Mm-hmm. And about how many years did you, where did you go to school?
I went to a place they call Coffee Pond, up here about 4 miles out of this road. Mm-hmm. Let's see that. Wait. Shortest around here get mixed up with me.
Let's see, what did you say the name of the school was?
Cox Schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And would you tell me something about the school, as you remember it? How many months did you go? When did it?
Well, I don't know how many months I went. I never did. I don't got no education much. I've got common horse sense, and that's about all I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's most important.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
And about how many years did you, would you go, do you remember going when you were a boy?
To the school?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. I think I went about 3 or 4 years
mm-hmm.
to school there. I learned more after I quit school. To a teacher, I lived with a teacher.
And I see.
I learned more through him after I quit school than I did going to school.
Mm-hmm.
They claim I was too mean going to school.
if you went to school, or you're supposed to go to school, and you went fishing instead, what did they used to call that?
What did you have?
If you were supposed to go to school, but you went fishing instead, what did they used to do to you?
Yeah, well, I used to play hooky.
Uh-huh.
I'd go down in the woods. The schoolhouse right in the edge of the woods, just one room schoolhouse, you know, them days. And I'd get down there and hang around with another boy, maybe, you know, and then I'd go back in there, and maybe this teacher would send after me. And make me stand up in the corner
for
about 30, 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd rather been home and done that, facing the rest of the children, you know.
Did they ever take after you with a switch?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they made me do different things, though, more than they whipped me. We had a man teacher part of the time, and we had blackboards them times, you know, and you'd get up there writing, he'd be showing whoever was up there, with his right heel off, wheeling around right quick, you know, to catch somebody, and he caught me chewing up paper wads, you know, throwing them across the aisle, just the aisle between the seats. Girls on that side and the boys over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd throw them paper balls, you know, and hit a girl on the head, and she didn't know where it was coming from, you know. I'd be had my head in the book by the time I turned them paper ball loose.
Pretty fast.
And he caught me at that.